Okay, this is what we call the pre-show warm-up session for about 10 minutes. We're 10 minutes early for our EVO Electronic Village Online week one wrap-up hangout. And this is Sunday, October 26th, 2014. And I'm here with Benjamin Stewart, Jens, what's the last name?
Pierre Olsen.
Olsen, yeah, yes, Olsen. Of course.
Jens Olsen.
Okay, Jens Kier Olsen, okay. And Mariana Smoltz, I think I've got close to it this time. And Nina Liakos, who has been training me over the years to pronounce her name. And I'm Vance Stevens. And we're just right now. We have five of us in the hangout, and so if anybody's listening on the stream, we have the thing is set up to where it's being streamed through YouTube, and YouTube creates a video embed which can be embedded anywhere you want. So I've put it in a number of places. There's no point talking about those places now because if you're in one of those places listening to us on the stream, you already know about it. So, but basically, I'll probably talk a little bit more later about how it's set up. But it works on the principle that, you know, it's the live stream is streaming on YouTube, and that's very convenient. So we, by the way, though, for those of you here, you should probably go to chatwing.com/VanceSteve, VanceSteve, because if people are in the stream and need to interact with us, they'll interact with us there. But all those formalities, we don't have to be because it's just chatting right now. So is everybody still here?
Yep.
Okay.
Here. I'm just muting my mic.
Uh-huh. That was a good idea. I saw that Benjamin muted his video when he's not talking. That's a good way to save bandwidth. And maybe we could do that. Jens is muted. Mariana, how are you tonight?
Fine, thank you. Well, it's in the afternoon, and I had 1 hour longer to sleep because we have been time zones shifting 1 hour back. So. Mm-hmm. So it would be 4 p.m. according to the old time counting, and it's actually 3 p.m. now in Croatia. So.
Okay.
It's good, but it's only one night, so next tomorrow there will be everything the same.
Oh, yes, that's right, yeah.
I suppose we 1 hour from the United Kingdom. We were supposed 2 hours. It's now GMT plus one, not GMT plus two, I think. In Croatia, we do this winter shifting of the.
Yeah. Also in UK, it confuses everybody. Right now, GMT is the same as UK time, but for the last.
Yes, right, yeah. Right, yeah. Well, that's good because the computer did it for itself, and my mobile phone was automatically on my side, and I thought it was like. It is only 8 a.m. in the morning, and I thought, okay, that means that's 7 a.m., and then I noticed that actually it was 9, so... I have some good news regarding Minecraft. Just to tell you that I was contacted by a person from Croatia. She found an article, an IT expert in creating games. And other things, I'm not quite sure. And she wants me to help them doing some kind of to learn English through video games or all kinds of games. Maybe entering another project like the similar one, like I did for Comenius or a European project. So I'm into. And it's unbelievable how one small article can. Make you contact. I'm still in a shock at the moment, so thinking just about that.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, so well, we will discuss more on that. That's not a topic for EVO, but maybe more on that later when I get more information.
Well, it's not yet time for EVO to start, and we only have 5 people here, and we're expecting a lot of people. So I think you can talk about what you want to.
Well, I will mute my mic for a bit so that you don't hear me typing. I'm just asking my colleagues to join, those who, so I hope you don't mind.
Okay, I just turned off my, you're muted, Mariana.
For us here in the United States, daylight savings ends next week.
Uh-huh.
They changed it because of Halloween. So now it always goes back right after Halloween. So Sunday, Halloween is on Friday. So yeah. The kids can go out and trick or treat, and it's not quite as dark.
Yeah, in Croatia it is always the last Saturday in October.
Mm.
Yeah, and our dog is barking. Now I'm going to turn into Shelley, who is going to say hello with the puppy. I have to check what he's doing. Sorry.
I think it's the same here, Croatia and Central European time. It's the same. It's now 3 p.m. and we are only 8 hours in front of California because my collaborating partners they are from California in our Machine Able project. So when we have a meeting tonight, so it's gonna be exciting to see how that happened. But at least it's only us who are. It's a bit more early. So as long as they are sticking to noon, then hopefully we'll meet each other.
Yeah, it's quite challenging when you have people in widely disparate time zones.
Yeah, here in Mexico, we just had daylight savings time last night as well, so we're in Mountain Standard Time, I think. So it does confuse things, especially with when you're working with groups in the U.S., especially this, we usually have a week or so between where we change time zones and then the U.S. changes, so it gets a little crazy, but...
Benjamin, where are you from in the U.S. originally?
St. Louis, Missouri.
Uh-huh. And how long have you been living in Mexico?
About 15 years, wow. Or thereabouts.
Where do you live?
I live in Aguascalientes, Mexico, which is a very small state right in the center of the republic.
Does it have hot springs?
Well, it used to, yeah. It's known for the hot springs, but not so much anymore. It's kind of dry. It's getting drier over the years, so it's unfortunate.
Where is it in relation to, say, Mexico City and Oaxaca?
Well, we're north of Mexico City, about 5 hours.
Okay.
But we're geographically right in the center of the country.
So
we're south of Zacatecas, if you know where Zacatecas is, but we're north of Mexico City, which is to our south.
South of Guadalajara?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So sort of between?
Yeah, we're north of Guadalajara.
Northwest,
I guess.
Okay. So...
Zacatecas used to be part of, I'm sorry, Aguascalientes used to be part of Zacatecas, the state of Zacatecas, but they broke off, and it's a very small state just south of the state of Zacatecas.
Okay. So let's see. Nina, do you want to get started despite not having a lot of people on, or?
It's 10 o'clock. I could talk a little bit about the results of the needs assessment survey, if you want to start out with that.
Okay. Well, let me ask those in the chat to please go to chatwing.com/VANCESTEV, because it's actually nice if we can chat, if we're discussed there, because the chat in the Hangout is hidden from the from anybody. It won't appear. It won't reappear unless we go to the trouble of copying it and pasting it somewhere. So, whereas the one in the chat wing is visible to people in the stream, and also there's a record there. So if you can go there, and you'll need to log in. You'll need to create an account in chat wing, or use your Twitter ID. That's what I do. Or some people use Facebook. So, it looks like David Wexler uses Google, and so does Nellie. So she logs on with her Google ID. So you can also log in. It's friendly. I see it may even allow Tumblr. Okay, so it's adding icons at the top.
So, okay, sorry. Could I ask for the link or?
Yeah. Well, let me put that link here in the text chat so you can click on it.
You can also get that from the week one page.
You can, that's true.
And the week one page is here.
Yeah, either of those places. So the way an EVO session can be held in Hangout is that you have to set up the Hangout in the Google communities. But then you can take the YouTube embed itself and post it anywhere that you can, any wiki space. But if you want to interact with people in the stream, you have to also grab a text chat. Jeff LeBeau and I used to use TitanPad at one time. I was using the MIT version of TitanPad, but those TitanPads don't always preserve. They're all kind of different. So. We started using Chatwing, and that's been pretty robust. We've got some background noise somewhere. Somebody's got things going.
It's probably me.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
My husband's hanging around in the kitchen next door.
Okay. Well, we don't want to prevent that on a Sunday morning, so that's okay.
No, let him bang.
And there, Jens has found it. Jens is in the Chatwing. He's logged on in his Google account.
Yes, I see Jens.
Okay, so that's good. So we can, if people join us in the stream, every now and then we can ask them to write in the text chat. There's really no reason. I've put the direct link to the Hangout in all the spaces that this is in. I've embedded the YouTube and the chat in the week one wiki page, the EVO training page, as you see there. I put one at learningtogether.pbworks.com. That's where I post all my Sunday events, and then I put one also at webbizandaction.org/live, which is where we sort of, well, you know, actually Jeff LeBeau has been so instrumental in our community that I sort of do that to just maintain ties with him. But it's not a good example because it's a Drupal site. But the best examples are like what I did with the week one page. You just very quickly can embed YouTube link in an iframe. You just put it there in the wiki, and then you can create the same kind of link and put your. There's Philip. Philip can hear us because Marianne.
Philip is wearing glasses. Sorry, Philip. Sorry.
John Green.
Yeah, Philip is quite famous in our.
John.
Okay. Alfonso is there. This is the chat. Yes, it is.
Alfonso, can you perfectly?
So, can I ask a question regarding this embedding, Vance? I think this looks very nice, and if the recording that we make now live will stay automatically saved directly in the week one page, right? So if everybody would like to go and find the recording, it will be in the week one page as it is now. It is first now live streamed, and then it will be as a recording, right?
Yes, that's right. It's streaming now, but that same embed will revert to a recording once the streaming has stopped.
So you don't need to add anything afterwards?
No, you don't have to do anything. And So what I can do is I can move, I've got it up at the top of the page now, but I could move it down to where the session is and stick it there. And then that becomes our archive.
Yeah.
So
Have you noticed me adding the name in front of my video? Because I can see it says Mariana Smolcha. Do you see this?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't know how when you're talking, but when your picture goes back down there to the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, I can see it. I can see it.
Yeah, it's a small... So I learned how to do this from Rita Zeinster. Maybe I pronounced it wrongly. She had several video sessions, and one of them was about Hangout toolkit, which you can find on the left side of the screen, and that you need to install it actually as a Hangout toolbox, and then you can add the name. I have just did just to see if it works, because I didn't have the opportunity to do so before. So I suppose whenever I log in into a Google Hangout next time, this will be automatically installed in my Hangout. So I will try this out, because this is nice, and Vance has its own, right?
Yeah, it doesn't stay up. You have to put it up each time.
Each time,
I
okay.
I forget each time how to do it.
Okay. Good. I didn't know that. That's good to know, because it's nice to see who is talking. Sometimes you don't know the name of the people. For instance, I have to go over the names with my mouse. So now to see Benjamin, Jens, Nina, and so on. And it's very good, especially when you have live streaming of the person who is going to do a presentation or something. I found this very, very nice. And I remember... what was the name? Pecha Flicker. Do you remember? I always forget the name of him. He had
Scott
it for Lachlan. The first time. Yes, and he had it for the first time, and I found it interesting. I never knew until Rita mentioned how to do it, and it's nice. I love Google Hangouts, especially because you can have these recordings live and embedded as a recording. That's a nice way to do presentation or just chit chats, and have participants have them already in a week page.
I'd like to welcome in the stream. We know that we have there Ellen, we have Alfonso, and we have Jeff Magotto, who gave me an excellent presentation with us just last week, I think. And
Novak just got here.
John Graney, was that it? John Graney and Novak just came. So there's room in the Hangout. If you want to join us, you should find in any of the spaces, where you've got the stream, there should be a link to the Hangout. I think I've put it in webheadsinaction.org, in the Week One Training Wiki, and in the Learning Together page. So no matter how you got here, if you can't find it, we can paste it into the text chat. I've got my text chat open on another computer, so if someone has the link at the top of the, right up there, that link up there, if you have that link, you could drag it and paste it in the chat wing, and that would help people to reach the chat. Yep, there it goes. Nina has responded. So that link should take you, should bring you right to this chat, and right to the Hangout, I should say. So Hangouts are very easy to manage once you've got the hang of it, but they're not difficult at all to join. If you take the just from the browser window right there, at the URL at the top of the page, you just take that and send that to people, and people can come right in. They have to be Google members. Ellen is asking, I think it was Ellen who asked if you can put a picture up. Yeah, that picture comes, the picture in chat wing, that picture comes from your profile. So if you put a picture in your profile at chat wing, you're logged on as chat wing guest, a chat wing member. So if you put a profile there, your picture will be there. Or if you use your Twitter handle or your Facebook handle, or looks like Google Plus is not, is Google Plus giving us pictures? Yes, Jeff has one. Jeff has a Google picture up. So that'll take a picture from your profile and put it there. That's one thing I like about Chatwing. It seems to be, as I said, robust. It's pretty permanent. This one's been working for weeks, months, I should say. And we never have to do anything with it. We just leave it. I don't start a new one each time. So, and it's working quite fine. We can read the comments from the people in the Chatwing chat, and they can hear us, and no one's complained yet, so that's a good sign. But you're certainly welcome to join us. There are 5 more places here in the Hangout. If you want to join us, just click the link, comb your hair, and come in.
Put on a baseball cap.
Put on a baseball cap. Yeah,
can I ask more questions about the Chatwing? That's something new for me. I didn't know this exists. So you have an account there, because I see Chatwing Van Stevens. And if people want to leave comments and chat, they just have to register with Twitter or Facebook, Tumblr to chat now with us, right? But if I want to have one...
They have to register with something. You have to be credentialed to go in there, but you could be credentialed by Google, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, or you could register with Chatwing if you don't want to divulge those other social networking sites to them.
Okay, so this looks fine. I'm just going to open an account there. I find it very interesting. I didn't know this exists, and you have easily embedded it into a wiki site, so that's great. Is it a new website? Is it there for some time?
I learned it from Shelley Terrell. I learned it in one of the EVO sessions. It might have been the last one. They were using Chatwing.
Really?
Yeah, so that looked pretty neat. And it's social, so we kind of liked that aspect to it. And if you want to know how I embedded it, it's quite simple. You take the embed code for your YouTube video and paste it to where you're going to embed it, and then replace the SRC in quotation marks to the video with the Chatwing address, and that works.
Is it explained in the Chatwing in their settings or somewhere how to embed it? Probably it is, right?
It might embed in a different way. I don't really know. I just took the code, the embed code from YouTube, and I just replaced the link to the YouTube with the link to Chatwing, and then sized it. I resized the windows equally so they would be the same size. It's an aesthetic touch. And it's all explained in the 2 articles. Actually, there's 1 article that I posted in the Google Communities page on the Learning Together page. I think it's also on the Week 1 training page, because that's where the training is occurring. The idea is we're trying to flip this Hangout so to show people how to do it. So there's an article there with a lot of pictures. You don't really even have to read the article. We'll ask Nina for corroboration, because she actually read it. But I think you can just look at the pictures and see how it's done. And there's a slideshow following that, because I gave this presentation in Ahmedabad just recently. And I made slides that showed them how to make the codes. So those slides, again, you can just look at scroll the slides from slide 11 onto about 30, and just look at them, and that should explain to you how to do it.
Oh, yeah.
And if they don't, let me know.
Super. Thank you, Vance.
Mm-hmm.
So, Vance, a quick question there again with the Chatwing. Can you pull in hashtags and let those appear within the chat, or do members, do they need to be in the website where it's been embedded to post comments? Is there a way to post, you know, use your regular Twitter account and use a hashtag and have that be pulled in somehow or not?
I think the answer is no, because it doesn't impact any of those other accounts. So when you use Twitter, it doesn't send any tweets on your behalf. So I don't think there's any connection. It's just an identity.
Okay.
I'd like to wish Jeff a great breakfast, and I hope you're bringing coffee back for all of us. And it seems to be working quite well as far as interacting with people in the stream. It certainly feels to me at the moment that we've included probably about 10 people, 10 or 12 people, 5 of them here in the Hangout. We could have more in the Hangout, but if you anticipate in your EVO session having a Hangout with 20 or 30 people, what this is doing is it's preventing people from coming to the Hangout and finding it full and then wondering what to do. And even if they can listen to the stream, they still might, you know, be chafing at the bit to try to get a word in edgewise, and this lets them do that. And also, if people wanted to come, this is very open right now. We just have 5 people here, so anybody could join us if they wanted to. But if you had a full Hangout and you're communicating with people in the stream and communicating with people here, and some people might say, okay, well, you know, I might as well go and let someone else come in. And that's usually what happens. We've done it that way.
Advance, is there any way of knowing, let's say that you have a full panel, is there any way of knowing if others are wanting to join or some sort of indication, or they just need to notify you somewhere in the chat and then work that out with the panel members?
You mean the panel here, the panel being here in Hangout? If this panel is full, if we have 10
right.
people here, and uh-huh. Very rarely do our Hangouts fill, but Jeff's do. So, or sometimes we've had sessions where we've done this, some of these kickoff, EVO kickoff sessions, where we've had a lot of moderators coming to talk about their sessions, and we've done that in Hangout. So those will generally fill, the Hangout will fill, and what Jeff skillfully does is we take someone on and they tell about their session. We say, okay, well, now let's have somebody else from, so you can rotate people out, and people are very good about, in our crowd anyway, they're very good about stepping aside and letting other people come in the Hangout. So we haven't really had a problem with it. It works really well, and we interact with them in the chat wing. And that's fine. And I'm just checking the chat. And Alfonso says it's working great. And Ellen is checking. She's registering with Chatwing and all that. So anyway, the doorbell just rang. I think my wife is here. There she is.
So Vance, have you used the Q&A feature at all? I know that you can conduct, ask questions using the chat wing, but I wonder if there's a benefit of using the Q&A where it might appear. My understanding is that it would appear in the chat itself and then in subsequent recordings. Is that true?
I actually don't know how that works. I've noticed it. I think I switched it on for this one. Let me put in the app. I've just... it says the feature is disabled, so maybe I didn't put it in for this one. Okay, but I haven't really had a chance to use that yet. That's a good question. I'd like to know how it works. So I haven't. When I've put it in, no one has used it. So
I just thought it might be helpful if there were a lot of activity going and a back channel going on, just to distinguish between the questions and just the regular conversations that are being taken place, and plus the advantage being that my understanding is that they do appear on the screen, so you could bring those into the actual broadcast. But has anyone else experimented with Q&A?
No, I haven't, but I have just noticed them in the toolkit, Q&A, and for me it says they are disabled, so I suppose I have to the feature is disabled, so I don't know how to make it. I don't know. I cannot use it. For instance, Google Chrome, YouTube, it's okay. I can select an account on YouTube and use it, but I'm not quite sure about the Q&A. I'm also wondering how to use that one.
Yeah, I've been turning it on. I guess I forgot to do it for this one, or maybe I set this
up a long time. So you mean it asks you which when you create a Google Hangout on Air, it asks you which tools or which apps or whatever is called you want to use in the Hangout, and you add them, right?
It asks about that one and one other whose name I don't remember, but
but I think we can add apps on now by ourselves, but not quite sure which one. So like, for instance, you can add a draw app or any other by ourselves, I think.
You can, but in order to use it, other people have to add the app too. I noticed, for example, that Jens added YouTube.
Yes, he added YouTube, right.
Now, if he wanted to show us the YouTube, I think we would all have to add the YouTube app.
So if the moderator is creating, let's say, a Google Plus Hangout for a presentation or a chat about like a roundup of certain week, like we are doing now, we add certain apps that we want others to have or ask them to install them by themselves. I'm not quite clear.
They install quickly. Let's see, for YouTube, I'm checking. YouTube. Ah, I see. Actually, I click on the three dots at the bottom. And if you click on that, you can see that Jens has added YouTube. Now,
in Google Effect, right.
It says add apps. So if I add apps, what can I add here?
I added Google Effect because...
this isn't working. It's not scrolling very well. But anyway...
do you see me having been?
Okay,
it's fun.
I'm trying.
Yeah, well, I noticed that in the three dots, I'm sorry, I'm buzzing. I noticed that Jens added these in so I added them as well, the Google Effects, and I have to choose something else. I think this one is better.
When you click on what we're talking about, for those of you in the stream, we're talking about on the left-hand sidebar, we have a set of tools we can use. And if you want to see the text chat, you have to click on it and activate that one tool on the right side. The tool on the right is one at a time, but you can switch, you can toggle back and forth. Mariana has just activated her Queen for a Day app.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's in my background. It says also that,
yes,
or maybe
we got a different background back there. That's kind of neat. How did that? Is
yeah,
that on the same? Uh huh. Oh, that's good. So Mariana is doing holodex now. She's learned how to do that in Google. So I
love to experiment with this.
Let's see. I've added the YouTube app while I was fiddling around with Java and trying to get it to scroll. I actually did it. It says everyone sees the same video and playlist, so adding and skipping videos will affect everyone. Okay, so only you see your search queries and results. So if you use this app, you can apparently play videos, push videos out to people. Okay, and looks like Jens and Mariana are doing screen captures at the moment, so that's great.
Yeah. Okay, so now I have to learn how to. I'm going to dive. I'm using this one because I know Vance loves diving or snorkeling. This snorkeling, I don't have an oxygen bottle.
Yeah, Jeff is asking if Hangouts are robust in China or viable in China. I can't remember. We don't normally have people from China here, so I suppose we don't. I suppose not. I don't know how. I think at some time, certainly they were blocked from using them. But they. I don't think they lose. They've got their own form of search, of course, and they've got Gmail. I'm not sure about Google Communities. Does anybody know? John is asking a good question, too. Can you use Google Hangouts to share your desktop? Yes, indeed, you can. That's kind of cool. Let's see. If I come in the Hangout, since there's not many people here, I can come in the Hangout on a different computer, and I'll run a slideshow. I'll set that up, and I'll demonstrate how we can do that. So what I like to do, the technique is to... You can share your desktop. I'll give you a desktop share right now. Let's just see, find a sort of a safe window here. Oh, here's a movie I went to the other day. I'll share that with you. Just a minute. So I'm going to click on the Share Desktop tool, and then find the window that I want to share, and now I'm sharing it. So there you are. So you possibly, while I'm talking, my avatar has changed to the color of pomegranates. Mm-hmm. Now, okay, so if someone else talks, that avatar should go away. Does somebody want to try that?
Okay, so I'm talking. I still see screen sharing your wiki, right?
But we don't, Mariana. We see your picture.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, good.
Okay. So now then, now that I'm talking again, it comes back. So what we can do, what this is very useful, is if you want to put a slideshow on your computer and do the slideshow while you're presenting. So this is just to show you how it works. Let me switch this off. I can just toggle it off. There you go. Okay, so I should be back now. Okay, I'm back in video format. Now, there are a couple of things. Oh, there's Ayat. Hi, Ayat. How are you? From Egypt. Ayat Tawel. I'm glad you joined us. So that's 6 people in our Hangout now. We have room for 4 more. Okay. Jeff must be on a... Okay, go ahead. Hi. Ayat is cranking up her microphone. He's an ICT for ELT moderator, co-moderator.
Yeah.
We got a yeah.
Yeah. She lives in the
Hello,
part of... Hi,
yes,
Ayat.
We hear you, Ayat. How are you?
Wow, great. I'm fine. I've been struggling for a while to join you. I was confused with this YouTube on Google Plus. First time to see it, the live stream, I think. So that's why I got confused and couldn't join the Hangouts. But good, I'm here.
Ayat, welcome. This is Nina. I wonder if when you were listening to the stream, did you see the chat wing that was right below it on the week one page? Because
which
we
chat,
see
Nina?
You. Well, we have a chat.
Chat
going
you have
on.
Here live?
No, because that one doesn't get saved at the end of the Hangout. We have a chat wing, chatwing.com chat, which people that are watching the stream can participate in, and people that are in the Hangout can also participate in it, although that's a little trickier. I'm in both.
Yeah.
Splitting my screen.
I noticed Nina is in both.
Right. This is my task for today. I'm monitoring the chat. But to do that, Vance recommended that I open that in a different browser window. So I actually went whole hog and I opened it up in a different window and also in a different browser. To be sure. So I'm in the Hangout, but I'm over there in the chat, but I'm not listening to the stream. You can't do the Hangout and the stream at the same time, but you can do the Hangout and the chat. And we want to put all the text over there because that will be saved.
Yeah. Ayat, there is an embedded chat. Oh, there is a baby, I think, right? Yeah, I always forget that the chats in Google Hangouts are not saved in the recording, so you can't see any of the links we share or anything useful. That's why this chat wing is a very nice tool to save live chat, right? Good.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Yeah, I'd like to reiterate
when
that.
When I was watching the live stream, mm-hmm. It looks just like a YouTube video. There was no chat, and I couldn't access any chat.
You have noticed a live stream on Google, on Google Plus community. Ayat?
Yes, exactly, yeah. Mariana. That's the one I was talking about. This is the one I could easily access and just watch as a YouTube video. But it sounds like a live one. It was you were talking live, so but no chat.
But he also embedded that video into a wiki site for the EVO moderators, and I have just posted the link in the Google Hangout here in the chat. So when you click that link of the PB Works in EVO, you will see a live streaming, and below this live streaming, you will see a chat wing. It is like some tool where we can chat while we are watching the live stream if you are not in the Google Hangout at the moment. And what Nina just mentioned to you is that we are doing this so that all the chatting and posting of links can be also saved in the chat wing, because when we have the recording of the Google Plus Hangout, the chat in the Google Plus we are sharing at the moment will be lost. So
yes.
Okay. So
if you can chat at the maybe somebody can add the link. I see it's here. I can probably do that myself. Just right click and copy it. Okay, copying the link address, and I'll put it here in the Hangout window. This involves a little manipulation. Okay, so there's the link, chatwing.com/Vance Steve. Then the people in the stream can share in our chat. At the moment, there's nothing in our chat that's it's only links that you already. So if you can go there, Ayat, and you can chat in that space, then the people that will share with the people who are in the stream.
Vance, Ellen in the chat wing and listening to the stream is having multiple echoes. She says she's not in the Hangout as far as she knows.
Uh-huh.
Wondering what she might do to eliminate that.
If it persists, that could be a problem. But I created multiple echoes by coming on twice. You see, I'm here two times. Let me just turn my video back on. So you can distinguish who I am. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to screen share a slideshow from my other computer. And while I turned it on, that came on and it fed echo back into the microphone that I'm using here. So I think it happened only, it took a while to mute the mic on the other computer, but the echo should have stopped now. And Ellen, tell us if it's still going on. If it's still going on, then that's a different problem.
Yes, echo usually appears, well, if she's, as she says, if you have live stream and Google Hangout at the same time. Yeah.
Yes. Super. Or if you're not wearing earbuds and you're in the chat, you can create an echo by, I noticed that most people have their mics muted here. That's good netiquette. But you need to wear headsets so that the sound from the speakers doesn't feed back into your microphone. That's another cause of echo.
Okay, so I unfortunately cannot stay long. I'm very happy that I came and learned some few more tricks. And thank you, everybody, and have a nice Sunday, the rest of you who have especially early morning still. And I will reread one more time things and learn more about ChatWink. Ayat, talk to you later. Bye, Ben. Bye, Nina.
Great to see you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Nice to see you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so now then, I've successfully shared a PowerPoint slideshow in this other window. So now, I'm on the computer I'm on now, I'm running this chat. So if I want to show you a slideshow, I can click on the avatar on that window. I'm just clicking on it now. There's the slideshow. So I can run this slide presentation on my second computer and make it the active window. As long as I've got it active, this is coming out in the recording. So the people in the stream should be able to see this. Somebody might corroborate because I've got it covering up my chat wing over there, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't see the presentation, Vance.
I don't see it either.
Okay, then let me go back. Oh, but in the recording, I think it's there. Okay,
it should be... Do you have it selected now, Vance? Have you selected it?
Yes, I do. So what that means is those of you in the Hangout have to select it. What do they see in the stream? Do they see a slideshow?
It shouldn't be like that, though. Usually the moderator, in this case you, since you created this event, you have control over what is being, you know, seen as far as the big screen, as far as the recording goes.
So I clicked on it.
Yeah, you should be able to. That's usually how it works. You select on someone else. Everyone in the recording is going to see that. Now, if the members of the panel, that is everybody else that's involved in the Hangout, they also have the option of selecting whomever they want to view, but that doesn't show up in the recording. So
yeah,
there's a difference between what shows up in the recording, who sees what, versus those who have control over what they want to see in the panel.
Yeah, but I think from my experience that I just clicked off that slideshow, so the But I'm curious as to what people in the stream can see. Are they seeing, they should be seeing the slide presentation, but we've turned it.
Yes, Vance. John Graney reports that he sees it on the YouTube feed.
Okay, and he's getting a little bit of a lag, so he might still see it, but it's probably going to go away and he'll see us talking. But if I want to bring it back, then I can click it back in. And actually, this is actually the point that I wanted to... This is the one I did in Ahmedabad. And I think this is about the place where... I see my computer over here has gone non-responsive because... Why has it done that? Oh, here we go. All right.
Vance, I seem to remember that the people in the Hangout need to click on the bottom... you know, on the presentation in order to see it on their computers.
It might have been different earlier. Maybe Google keeps changing these things. So I have clicked it off now so we can see our voices. But I think that in my most recent experience, it doesn't. When I click it in, it doesn't click in for everybody in the Hangout. But in the recording, it is there. So... you have to be careful when you're moderating these things. If you want to see people, you have to click it out. You have to remember to click it out. And then if you want to see presentation, you click it in. So at the moment, so let me see. Since I've got it, I've got a sort of a complicated situation over here on my other computer. I've got to, in order to see the chat wing, I'm sort of interested in what's going on there. I've got this little window up at the bottom. Here we go. Chat wing should be there. I think I lost chat wing. Here it is. Chat wing. Okay.
So Vance, I'm curious. Just if you select on Nina, for example, will she show up?
Yes. Shall I prove it? No. It'll show up for me. It'll go into the video. So we're gonna put.
No, but I'm curious, like what we see. Like if you select on Nina, if she doesn't say anything.
Okay.
And you select.
I'll select Nina now. Okay, so okay. Nina is selected. She's
okay,
on.
So she's screen. Okay.
But you still got whatever the normal.
Is she
play,
selected
is right?
now? Is she selected now? Vance.
We lost that. She is okay. Selected now.
That's interesting. You know, I've never seen that before. I've always seen where the moderator, whoever he or she can select whomever, and they appear to the rest of the panel. This is the first time I've seen where this isn't the case.
Yeah, I couldn't catch it exactly, but I know what you were saying. Yeah, that's right. It could be a change in Google, or it could be something particular to my setup. I noticed another thing when I was setting up the stream. The last couple of times, it didn't make a countdown window in my in the hang-up that I queued to play a couple of days from now. You know, so there was no countdown. But setting it up the same way for the one today, it got a countdown timer for several days ago. So there's erratic behavior, or maybe they're fiddling around with it or making changes. Elizabeth Ann has just joined us from Grenoble. We still have places in the chat. Ellen reports that she sees everything on the YouTube feed. At the moment, you should be you should see us talking heads. But if I click on the if I find the right mouse and click on the presentation computer window, I've got that clicked on now. So I'm I have a slide up that shows people how to start a Hangout at Google. So I always start with the community page. Let me get back to the. There we go. Okay. There we go. So then I select Hangouts on Air. Got all these mobile devices going off here. This is how I do it. This is one of the slideshows I ask people to set up. But it's basically creating the Hangout. And you name your Hangout, and then it creates an events page, which most of you already know about. And this is kind of an important slide that I'm showing. If you click on my avatar in the Hangout, you can see it. But it's where you get the Hangout link at the top of the screen and share that out. And then on the community page, now they moved it to the community page that little thing that says links. You don't have to actually go into the Hangout anymore to get all your links. You can get it from your community page. The same icon is there, and it will pull up your video embed and your YouTube address and your event page address. There's something else. It's a video embed. Anyway, it shows all the links that you need, except for the one at the top of the Hangout.
This is going to be interesting when people listen to the recording later. They're going to be looking at the stream, and they won't see what the Hangout, what the people in the Hangout see exactly, right?
That's true, but they will see what, theoretically.
They will see what the people in the stream see, I think.
I think so.
It'll be interesting to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you can see some Hangouts before I figured out how it worked. You can see some Hangouts where I've put up the slideshow, and because everyone is seeing me talking, the slideshow is there, but we can't see any other people talking. It's all slideshow. So I learned that you have to switch out the slideshow for the recording if you want people to see it. If you want people to see people talking,
by switch out the slideshow? And Elizabeth Ann has joined the Hangout.
Hi, Elizabeth, how are you?
In your chat.
Yeah. Well, okay. What I mean is, in the Hangout, you can't really see it. I think you can see it from the stream. In the stream, you can see my video me talking. Mm-hmm. But I've got PowerPoint me on another computer, so I can put PowerPoint me up. I can find the right mouse to do it. Okay. Oh, here comes my cat. Oh no! Help! The cat's. I hope he's going somewhere else. Okay. So, to avoid any embarrassing things happening over here, I'll switch to slideshow me. Okay. So, here you got a good shot of my cat's rear end, but in the stream we don't have that. So in the stream we have the slideshow. So I'll advance that slide while I'm at it. This is the code. I've got the code up on the page now. So basically this is the code that you can copy and put into your wiki.
I can't see it. I'm in the Hangout and not the stream, and I can't see that.
I can't see it either, and I'm willing to bet it is going to be interesting to see the recording, but I'm willing to bet that what we see on the big screen here is what's being recorded, but we'll see. We'll see when
it'll be very interesting to see it. Well, you know, Vance, I'm having a thought, because I'm kind of tempted to go over and experience that, you know, turn on the stream and leave the Hangout, but as the person monitoring the chat, first of all, I would like to say that I think that if you're trying this with an EVO session, synchronous meeting, that at the minimum you need somebody actively doing the Hangout, and then you need somebody else who's actively monitoring the chat. I think that's good to have. But if I were not also in the Hangout,
I couldn't jump in
and tell you stuff. If you were really occupied and were unable to pay attention to the chat, which is the whole reason that I'm there, right?
I'm paying attention.
I know you are.
I have it on this other computer.
And the chat is not going that fast.
There's
because
the chat.
There are few of us.
That's right.
You couldn't see it. But yeah. when you've got so many balls in the air, I think one of the balls that sometimes gets dropped is the chat.
That's true.
If there are 200 people in it, it's going very fast and you miss stuff.
Yeah, and hi Robert, we're noticing.
So I'm just thinking that the person that's monitoring the chat maybe does need to stay in the Hangout, because there wouldn't be any other way to break in, to communicate something, a question or whatever from the chat, unless you were in the Hangout and could jump in. Am I wrong? Am I missing something?
Yeah, I think that's a very important point what you're bringing up, Nina, that one had to look after the chat. That's my experience, because you can't cope with two things at the same time. But what I just discovered now is very smart, that I have like you once your slideshow. I can see that in one square, and I can see yourself in another square. And that's quite smart, so I can switch from the slideshow to you at the same time,
right.
And then I can jump around to the chat, you know, in the chat wing, or yeah, that would be the thing.
Maybe Google designed it that way, because maybe people were complaining that the moderator is controlling what everybody sees, and this way you get to choose what you see.
And that's an important point that Jens make for those who are participating in the Hangout. But as a moderator, you also need to be conscious of what's being recorded. So make sure that you figure out how to view what needs to be viewed, depending on, you know, who's talking and what you want people to see for the recording. I think those are two distinct things.
Yeah, that's true, and that's right. That's another thing you have to be aware of, and which I've become aware of, having, you know, missed seeing any people in my conversations. Just PowerPoint slideshow might as well have been a recording on the YouTube. But so I'm going to mute my video because it seems to have gone away anyway. It might get us back some bandwidth. It just came back. Somebody is coming in with a lot of noise. Oh, yes, okay. I think the person muted herself. We won't mention any names. Was there anything, Nina, that you wanted to say in particular? You wanted us to be sure and look at week two activities. We have about 10 more minutes here.
Oh, wow. This has gone so fast. Yeah, let me get a couple of links here.
And you can put them in the chat wing.
I'm about to.
Okay.
First of all, this is the page for week two, which begins tomorrow. Week two, if I could just get it back up, week two is a really crucial week because moderators should make a logo if they don't already have one, if they're on a new, offering a new session or changing their logo. And the syllabus needs to get knocked into shape this week. It doesn't need to be finished, but everybody received comments from the coordinating team, and we hope that you will incorporate those comments into your syllabus and then reflect that on your proposal page. A really important thing that people need to do is to select their platforms. There needs to be something for asynchronous communication, something for synchronous communication. If you're a few people don't use synchronous communication, but most do, and a place to post content. So if you're using something like Moodle, you can probably work that out with just Moodle for interactive and content spaces, and maybe WizIQ. Other sessions use something like Yahoo Groups or Google Communities, plus a wiki to post the content, or sometimes a blog. This is hugely important to make that choice, or at least to explore the different possibilities and be thinking about that. We have a lot of resources for you on our week two page. Like, there's the interactive online spaces page, there's a platform, there are a couple of things to read. Mubarak has already posted a question based on the main reading for this week, which is this avoiding the 7 pitfalls of online moderation. And we have a couple of live sessions at the end as well. I think that's what I wanted to say about week two, just encouraging people to get a start and reminding you that if you are feeling stressed and overwhelmed, that this is exactly the way your participants are going to feel. So keep that in mind when you are planning your session.
Yeah, it's very good experience, isn't it? Hi, Rosemary, how are you? So Rosemary has just joined us. You could say hi if you want to. You're quite welcome to. But just on the people, I think in the first week in particular, it's important to leave a lot of time for getting people to get caught up and oriented. So you probably don't want to have too heavy a first week. But except it's going to be heavy going trying to figure out where your materials are and that sort of thing. But anyhow, yeah, well said. So it's good to experience, because what we're doing, us moderators, it's actually, I was trying to figure out where I should announce this session. I was a little bit confused myself. I didn't really know where it should go, but I just decided to solve the problem by posting it everywhere I could think of. And so
I think we often do that, and it makes it confusing because we forget the next time all the different places we posted it, and the person that goes back to one place that we forgot about doesn't have it. So, you know, I think traditionally what we have done is post things in as many places as we can think of so that people get them. But another way to deal with that problem is to have one place and post only in that one place and keep reminding people where it is. I don't know which is better, but it can get complicated.
I liked the way Shelley did it last time. She had many spaces, but she funneled them all through the Google Plus community.
Yeah.
So she had lots of resources. I mean, well, she had Listly's, Listly panorama, Listly, what is it called? Mosaics, Listly's links. You could click here, you could click there, you could click here, and that would take you to another Listly, which would another, you know, just depth of resources. But it all centered on Google Plus.
Vance, if there's extra time, I can also talk a little bit about the needs assessment survey, but I don't need to do that here.
Yeah, and I don't think it's actually a good idea. You sort of get lost. People don't really know where they're going. So it's good. And for moderators now, we've actually switched from Yahoo Groups to Google Plus Communities. How does it feel? Does it feel right for everybody? Any comments on that?
Well, I haven't been using very much. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes.
Okay. Well, I haven't been using very much Google Groups in my time. So, and I'm used to more or less the Google palette. So, I prefer this. But still, there are things. You know, if you don't use it every day, it get a bit rusty very fast. We use in the Machine Learning project, we use of course Second Life, where we have different tools. They have the voice direct, and we have the chat. So we don't have to battle with getting knowledge about new programs. It's still the same setting in the same way. Of course, for newbies, it's quite a hard job. But so I can't really use this thing only when we have like sharing the screen. For instance, it could be how the screen look like, how do you find the settings. Then it could be nice to share a screen, or that any special thing in editing we're doing, of course, video editing, how our Camtasia work. And then, of course, I would prefer Google Hangout. But sometimes we use Adobe Connect, so some prefer that.
Yeah, that session, of course, has its own considerations because it's, like you say, happening in Second Life, and have to use a lot of different tools. So probably an email space wouldn't be appropriate for all of that.
I have to say that since I...
Does anybody else have any questions about their particular sessions? And go ahead. I interrupted somebody. Lena?
Yeah, that was me. Oops, there's Elizabeth. I just wanted to say that since I followed Elizabeth's advice to discontinue email notifications in Google+, my life has turned around. And now I just click on the little bell. I get my notifications. I respond to them, and usually in 5 minutes, I'm all caught up. And boy, it's a great feeling to be all caught up. And I know that there is not something buried in my inbox somewhere where I can't see it that is crucial, and I need to go there. My only, what I've found recently is that sometimes that little bell looks dark, but actually there is stuff there. And I don't know why that is. So I think it's always a good idea to click on it, whether or not it shows that there are notifications. Muting my mic.
Okay, Maria is making some points in the Google chat. It would be nice. Maria is very good about coming into Hangouts. Maybe she could pop in this last few minutes. She says she likes the separation, general discussion, etc. In Google Hangouts. So Google Hangouts does seem to have a lot of affordances. For me, when I click on my bell, I get overwhelmed with notices from all different places. But I suppose there's a bell. Maybe there's a bell just for... is the bell particular to each community?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, unfortunately, I have very few communities. So that saves me there. Because once you've clicked on something, it's kind of tricky to get it back. I know the already read thing is there. But occasionally I lose something because there are several things lined up and I click on one. I don't know how I lose it exactly.
Could I say something about notifications? Sure. Well, I was a bit overwhelmed with the amount of notifications, and that's because my mailbox was completely stand up. So I turned it off and say when I daily go into our moderator course, I looked around and see, try to get an overview. But of course, it's a problem because I don't have a completely recording of all the things which are happening during the day. So I would like some kind of way to select things because I can't cope with 20 notifications or 30 every day. That's impossible besides all the other mails, the things we are involved in.
Yeah, well, can I intervene there, Elizabeth, to say that's where there is a page on the training wiki, there's a document somewhere which explains that really the way that works the best is to have the notification bell is actually on, but to stop the emails. Okay? It's all explained in a document on the training wiki. That's what you did, isn't it, Nina?
I'm sorry, I was paying attention to the text chat. Can you ask again?
Yeah, no, I was saying that what we found was the best way of managing is to have the notification bell on the community itself. You leave it on, but go and turn off emails from the community.
Yes, that's what I did. Thank you. That was the best piece of advice I've gotten in a long time.
Because Jens, you're saying that you switch off the notifications completely.
I still have the bell, but I it's actually a very good point you're making. Maybe I had forgot that to get that important thing there. Because I see the bell, I had to look into it. Thank you very much for that piece of information there.
Put it on the group, the direct link.
It's really, really made a difference using that bell. And, you know, as soon as I started to use it and turned off the Google notification, the email notifications, I thought, why didn't I do this before? But I think, you know, you're so afraid you're going to miss something. Actually, Elizabeth, I have a question about Google Plus communities, and that is that last year you commented that it was terribly difficult to access the Yahoo group on your phone because of all the scrolling involved. Google Plus communities.
Yeah, it wouldn't keep my login on the iPhone for the
Yahoo. So Daphne is experiencing the exact opposite problem. She says that she can access the Yahoo group better than she can access the Google Plus community, and there's too much scrolling, and they're scrolling from side to side, which she can't do. So I'm just trying to figure out why you two could have such opposite problems.
Well, Elizabeth pointed out
to put input into the chat or the Hangout if they experience problems accessing it on a phone.
Elizabeth pointed out, and I was surprised to discover as well another moderator who was trying to follow the community on a mobile phone but without having downloaded the app. So in fact, he was picking up the things in the email and then from there going to the community, which is extremely complicated. If you have a mobile device, you have to have the app installed.
Okay. So do we have that very clearly in large letters and in red on our Google Plus Communities help page?
I think it was...
We have just said it very loudly.
Yeah, but not everybody is going to hear it here. I think it needs to be on the page, too. And we should probably say that a few more times in the moderators community.
It's one of those things that you wouldn't anticipate, you know, because if you're using a mobile, you're app-oriented, but, you know, you just wouldn't realize that people are not using the app, you know. So.
Yeah, I have no idea because I don't have a smartphone and I'm not app-oriented, so it would never occur to me. I'm just a dinosaur, don't mind me. Well, hey, it's 11:03 or 15:03.
Yes, it is. It's time for the second hour. No, just kidding. This is the EVO Learning Together session. It's Learning Together because it's Sunday, but it's EVO because it's every day for it's EVO training, and we're at the end of week one in EVO training, and it's the 26th of October, 2014, right now. And I suppose we're going to be thinking of winding this up out of consideration for all the people here.
And for the ones that are going to listen later, they don't want to sit there for 3 hours.
Yeah, I hope that the sound is straightened up in the recording. Sometimes the recording will take the packets and put them together and get sound. I don't know if you all got a bit of drop out there. I'm going to mute my video so to see if I can improve that situation.
Can I just say that I totally agree with Jeff in the chat wing that Collaborate is more dependable for a session where there are more than 10 people. I think the Hangout is fantastic for its instantaneous thing, but we so frequently seem to have problems. Well, I have personal problems.
I agree, too. You know, sometimes some moderators choose to use, people in Learning Together choose to use Collaborate as opposed to Hangout. And I notice that Hangouts tend to be very conversational, and I really like that. If that's what you have in mind, that's probably... It's a good choice, but then you need to be able to deal with the numbers. I see that Alfonso has joined us here in Hangout. Hi, Alfonso.
Right.
And so, as you say, if you want a reliable, easy-to-use tool, then Blackboard Collaborate Illuminate is available, and it works quite well. So you can certainly choose that. You just have to reserve it, that's all. And there are not that many people.
The only thing is we have 14 sessions, and only one session can use that room at a time, and most sessions are doing their synchronous events on the weekends, so it would be quite possible to have a conflict in time that you want to set something up, but the room is not available because we only have the one Webheads room, and it's wonderful that the Webheads make it available for EVO, and it's wonderful that Learning Times makes it available to the Webheads. I just think it's nice to have some options. I think that this option, the Google Hangout with streaming and separate chat, is a complicated option, and it's not for the faint of heart, but I think it's good to have another option. Some people have access to Adobe Connect, which is also a good option. A lot of people like to use WizIQ, which is also a good option. So all of those things can work. And I think the main thing is that the one that you use, you should become familiar with so you can help people in and out. And we're just trying to use a whole lot of different ones in the training so that the moderators who attend or who listen later can get a sense of how they work.
I think we have a big marker session coming up, don't we?
Yes, that is next Saturday or Sunday. Let me check. I will get back to you. I'm looking at the week two page. Big marker session is
I think
Saturday, November 1st at 1600 GMT.
I think that's going to be another adventure.
I've never tried Big Marker.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be a new one for me.
Yeah.
Holly says it's okay, but it tends to have problems. So we'll see.
Well, when George Siemens and Stephen Downs, those guys put on a MOOC in 2012, one of their MOOCs, they experimented with a lot of these tools, looking for the best open source free tool they could find. That, and then they deliberately, of course, tried to break them with, you know, thousands of participants. And the one they finally just fell back to was Illuminate or Blackboard Collaborate. And so that says something about that tool. They could not find anything else that would really handle the kind of the things that they were throwing at it. But Blackboard Collaborate, Illuminate did. So. Was I speaking? Or no, okay, yeah, I must have been. Okay,
I have just one question about Skype group chat. That used to be limited to a fairly low number. Does anybody know what the number is now in Skype?
I don't know about the number, but I know that the person who instigates the call has to have a paying account. I've done it with six. I got a paying account for my family, and we do six with no problem at all. But you know, you have to have a paying account. The person who starts the call,
30, 40, 50. I think Adobe Connect works well. Actually, the Adobe Connect that I have through the University of Maryland, which was very glitchy when we tried it a few months ago, it can handle like 1,000 or more participants, theoretically. You couldn't tell by me the way I did it, but with experience, that's what it's supposed to do. It has a very, very high limit.
The disadvantage to Adobe Connect is if you want to make recordings, well, you can get recordings of it. If you're administrating the account, the administrator can get recordings. But you can't really, you have to, even if you make them available, they're only available in Adobe. So you can't, in order to actually get something you could use, like, let's say make a YouTube video, you know, you can, with Illuminate, you can use free Illuminate Publish. It's actually an Illuminate product. I should say with BB Collaborate, you can use Illuminate Publish to get an MP4 from your Collaborate recording, and you can extract an MP3 from it at the same time. So you can post the MP4 to YouTube if you want. I've been doing that with sessions lately, and you can also make an MP3 and podcast that. So it's very easy to do, whereas if you use Adobe, you have to play the recording and record it in Camtasia or something that will make a screenshot or record it in Audacity if you want an MP3 from it.
So that could be a deal breaker. You're right. I keep forgetting that.
So, can I ask you, are you saying, Vance, that we have Illuminate Publish through the Webheads room?
No, Illuminate Publish is a free download from Illuminate. You go to illuminate.com and you can download it. I find that it doesn't work on a PC, but my wife has a Mac, fortunately, so we can run it. But maybe, I don't know if I've got Windows 8, Windows 7. I can't get it to run on my PCs.
Yeah, somebody no, because the...
Just wait for Windows 10.
I know in the new Illuminate room, they give it directly as an option directly, where in our we have just the download as we have it.
Welcome, Mubarak. Where did you get this wrong link with Nelly and Rosemary? Rosemary was here earlier, I think.
I got it from the Google Plus community. It's there.
A wrong link.
Yeah, it leads to another Hangout.
Oh, my goodness. So what I pasted in the Google Plus community? I think I've been using it to join the Hangout, though. Okay, I'll look into it. I'm sorry if that happened, if I did anything wrong.
I just discovered this
but,
through YouTube.
I saw that I've been coming to this Hangout from the Google Plus community.
Anyways, Nelly is still there, I think.
Anyway.
I just warned her. Yeah. So, have a great time. Thank you.
Well, thanks. Thanks for the feedback, and I was sorry that something there misdirected you. I'd like to learn more about that later.
Yeah. There's a lot that
We're almost a quarter in for the hour.
Yeah, I think we should all fold our tents.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for this, Vance. This has been very informative. I'd like to wish everybody a good week two, a productive week two. Go to that page and start in on your tasks. And we'll see you next week in Big Marker.
Okay. Well, bye from me.
I'll
hang you for a minute. I don't really have to. I'll have to stop the broadcast. So if anybody has anything last minute to say, they want to get on the recording, go ahead and do it. In a few minutes, we'll stop the broadcast.
Thank you very much for this afternoon here, and have a nice night or day. See you.
Okay. Bye, Jens. Nice to see you again.
Hi. So I just came to say goodbye.
Well, yeah. Boy, well, listen, I'll write you or find out what went wrong, because I'd like to know so we can prevent things like that from happening again. Alfonso, I don't know if you have a mic. Anyway, Alfonso is very communicative in the text chats. And there's Mubarak.
Yeah.
Yeah, your webcam is working.
Oh. Maybe next time.
Yeah, okay. Good to see you.
Thank you.
All right, well, that's on the tail end of the recording, but I think we're going to stop it.
Okay.
I'm going to go have dinner.
Yeah, thank you very much. Goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Alfonso.